Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1256, Muscle Building 101 by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday. Thank you for being here and welcome back to a new week and new month of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have 5 shows in our network covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Muscle Building 101 by Eric Lea of ericlea.com. We talk a lot about making gains around here, and that sort of encompasses the entirety of fitness, whether your goal is shredding, putting on muscle, boosting your endurance, and so on. Quote unquote, making gains is making strides toward that goal. Today, I want to talk about making actual gains in the form of muscle. Typical talk around kettlebell and bodyweight training centers around shredding, mobility, and high-intensity interval training-style cardio work. So I want to take a pause and show you some tips for putting on muscle, with and without kettlebells. Training for muscle gains involves a few different methods of lifting and training. So if you're looking to start gaining, start here. Let's hit it. Top tips for making muscle gains. 1. Grab a heavier weight. This tip is probably one most of you are aware of, but building gets easier when you add more weight. This isn't to say that you can't build muscle with bodyweight circuits alone, but you'll fatigue your muscles faster, and therefore build faster, when you put them under a higher load. What does this look like? Well, if you're using a kettlebell or dumbbell weight that's comfortable for you now, grab one or two that are more challenging. The key is to use a weight where you can't perform as many reps. For example, a rep range between, let's say, 5 to 7 versus 12 or more. Form becomes extremely important when you do this. So focus not on speed when you upgrade, but quality movements. 2. Be eccentric. Nope, not in the personality sense, but that's a fine option too. Focus on utilizing eccentric training. Eccentric training is a training style that focuses on going slow on the lowering or expanding phase of movements. For instance, if you were to do an eccentric pull-up, you'd pull up as normal, but lower your body back down slowly and controlled, at least half speed. The same with curls or push-ups. Normal lift or rise, slow and controlled, lower. Research has shown this is one of the best ways to build muscle mass, with scientists stating that the increased load on the muscle is responsible for building muscle fibers better than other forms of training. 3. Work large muscle groups and utilize compound movements. Focusing on big lifts and working multiple muscle groups at once can significantly boost HGH, also known as human growth hormone, as well as testosterone, 2 of the most important hormones for gaining muscle. This is because these moves activate more muscle fibers at once when compared to isolated movements. Plus, the intensity activates more metabolic processes, creating a higher hormone response. Examples of big lifts and compound movements would be things like deadlifts, squats, the clean and press, bent over kettlebell rows, and pull-ups. Focus on these in your circuits, and remember to stick to that 5 to 7 rep range. 4. If you're doing cardio, focus on high-intensity interval training. Doing too much steady-state cardio when trying to build can dampen muscle gains, while research shows that high-intensity interval training can actually fuel muscle growth by significantly increasing HGH levels. One study in particular found that just a single 30-second sprint increased HGH significantly. High-intensity interval training involves alternating periods of intense work and rest. A high-intensity interval training session could be as simple as all-out sprinting for 15 to 30 seconds, followed by a 30 to 60-second walk, and repeated for 15 minutes. Or you can even structure a bodyweight strength circuit in a similar fashion. And 5, adequate recovery time and diet. Don't forget to allow for recovery time between heavy lifting and training days. This is the time where your muscles repair themselves, becoming stronger and bigger. Cutting off that time could cut off gains and potentially prime you for injury due to overwork. So be sure to rest and get in those Epsom salt baths. As for diet, growing muscles require plenty of protein, so make sure you're eating enough high-quality, whole food sources. Along with this, add a serving of clean carbs to your meal such as sweet potato, winter squash, or starchy veggies like carrots, since muscles like using glycogen to grow. Just don't go crazy, and limit those processed carbs. You just listened to the post titled Muscle Building 101 by Eric Leia of ericleia.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If you've listened to this show the past few weeks, you may have noticed a trend. I've been receiving quite a few questions about how we can change our body composition by building more muscle. Well, Eric summarized how to do this quite nicely. In fact, both my responses and Eric's post today highlight probably the most important thing. In order for your muscles to grow, you have to use them. You have to make them want to grow bigger. The way to do that is to first push them to do things they aren't used to doing, like lifting heavier weight, and/or placing more demands on them. Next, allow them to grow by eating nutritious foods and resting them. If you do these things, your muscles will grow. Now, folks often ask me, which workout routine actually works? Does P90X work? Does CrossFit work? What about Insanity? What if I perform the 300 workout every day? My answer is always the same. Every workout plan works, just so long as you actually do it. You have to do the workout to see results, and you have to do it consistently. So whichever routine helps keep you consistent and occasionally pushes you beyond what you're used to doing, then it will probably improve your fitness level and therefore change your body composition. But again, For it to work, you have to do the work consistently. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week and to your month, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.